The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM at WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I am your guest host, Rebecca Miller. And today my co-host is Barbara Melman, a Project Independence member from Great Neck for over a year now. How are you, Barbara?
I'm just fine, and I'm ecstatic to be here and talk with all of the people who are listening.
Well, welcome, and conveniently, you're also our first guest today, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Services, Project Independence has a lot of services, including transportation for food shopping, medical visits. We have a help at home program with minor home maintenance, nursing and social work services, fitness classes, community education, information and referral, and anything that's needed. If we don't currently provide the service, we will try and connect you to that service. If for any questions, you can always call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or to request services. One of the great programs of Project Independence is this weekly radio show, heard every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on WCWP.org. As usual, today promises to be a very special program. As we just said a little bit earlier, Barbara is not only our co-host, but she is our first guest. And she's going to be talking to us a little bit about seniors and technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into that a little bit later. And after that, our second guest will be Howard Kroblek, who is the Town of North Hempstead's historian. And we'll be talking to him a little bit about North Hempstead history, and I'm sure a lot more. Following that will be our old-time radio. This segment is The Whistler, The Alibi. Barbara, I think it's always good to have a good alibi. Hopefully you have one, too. Christina, you got one of those? Christina Liu is our radio show producer, and she is also the development specialist for the Town of North Hempstead Department of Services for the Aging, the longest title in the history of the Town of North Hempstead, which I say every week because as soon as I'm done, we usually have to go to commercial. So, Barbara, how long have you been a Project Independence member, and how did you come to become a member of Project Independence?
Okay, I got involved with Project Independence late last year. What happened was, I'm not a senior that needs to be concerned about aging in place so far. I've been very lucky. I've been healthy, mobile. I travel. And if I don't look in the mirror, I think I'm still 35.
You look fabulous, by the way.
Thank you. So what happened was because I live in Great Neck, which is in the town of North Hempstead, I get this newsletter, The Pioneer.
Right.
And I always throw it out because I don't need the services. One day I was about to throw it out, and then I realized, wait, I don't need the services, but I can provide a service. So the first thing I did was I emailed Judy Bosworth, who was the Town of North Hempstead supervisor.
Yes, she is.
And she responded immediately. I couldn't believe that. I was really thrilled about that. She said she was going to forward it to somebody else. I don't remember who.
Okay.
And the next thing I know, I'm called to be involved in this Project Independence and talk about what services I can provide.
Right.
And the services that I can provide are specifically helping seniors with technology. And the way I became an expert at this, if you could call it an expert, is that I worked at the Apple Store in Manhasset for 6.5 years. For 5.5 years, I was an expert. That's a real title.
Okay, so that's not a produce store, right?
Apple Manhasset is not a produce
store.
Okay,
just checking. Okay.
They sell computers and iPhones and...
Oh, okay, that Apple.
iPads,
okay.
That Apple, yes. And My title was expert with a capital E, and I would work on the sales floor. And whenever the seniors would come in, and when I say seniors, I'm actually talking about people 50 and over,
right,
would come into the store, they'd always point to me and say, I want her. And the reason they wanted me was because I got them.
Right.
I understood them. I knew what their issues were. And unlike the young people who are very skilled and very good at what they do, they don't know what I know, which is I know that seniors played with jacks and tinker toys and pickup sticks. They didn't play with iPhones and iPads. And so this is so alien to them.
Right. Absolutely. So you worked at the Apple Store, and you had a lot of seniors coming to you. What are the most common fears you come across with seniors or people who are not savvy with technology?
Funny you should ask that. I actually started a little company after I left Apple called Technology for the Terrified.
Apropos.
Yep, they are terrified. And here's what they're afraid of. That they're going, if they hit the wrong button, they're going to break their machine.
Right.
If they hit the wrong button, it's going to blow up. That they're going, if they put information in, they're going to lose it. That they start doing things and then they can't find what they did.
Right.
So those are their fears. And the items are small. You know, when we were young, any typing that we did on a Remington computer, and it had a carriage that went across, and then you pushed it back manually, and you could see your paper, and it was an 8.5 by 11 paper. If you're writing a document or even an email, unless you've bought a big screen computer, you know, you're working on small screens, and it's a whole different way of creating text.
Right.
You have delete keys. You're not.
Keyboards are very different.
Right.
And you're not seeing the same outcome as when you type a paragraph on a piece of paper.
Exactly.
As when you're looking at a screen. So there's a lot of other issues to consider, the difficulty of perhaps, early on at least, for people with low vision or vision issues. So you've got a whole gamut. So there's, you know, there's like pre-internet where seniors, you know, didn't really have access or need to have access to computers, where you kind of naturally learned on a computer, whether it was word processing or some other kind of data input. And then from there, we get, you know, the whole email system and then the greater internet system.
Right.
So there's a lot. I think it's kind of intimidating. So technology.
So intimidating.
So extremely intimidating. There's so many different areas to learn before you can even get on the computer.
Exactly. There's a whole new vocabulary.
Right.
That goes along with using computers. I mean, take a look at this station, WCWP.org. Where have you ever heard a radio station with .org?
Right.
Okay, so even to listen to this radio station, if you can't get it on your radio, you have to be able to get to it on a computer. So what I do is I have a workshop that I do for the town of North Hempstead. It's a free workshop. And if you're interested in going to this workshop, just call 311 if you're in the town of North Hempstead and tell them you want to be in the Technology for the Terrified workshop. Okay, and I work with seniors there. This March 7th at 10 in the morning, and I'm going to be covering Facebook and FaceTime. Now, let me explain why I am doing that.
Two different things. FaceTime's very different than Facebook.
Exactly. FaceTime is actually on Apple products. Facebook is on any product. The reason these two things are important is because you have there are times when you can't leave your home for whatever reason, or you have children who live far away, grandchildren who live far away.
Right.
Here is a way to communicate with them and actually see them. see pictures of what they're doing. And if you have FaceTime and if you have a Windows computer or an Android phone, you can use Skype and you can see them. You can talk to them. It helps you to stay in touch with your family, which is just so important.
And you can actually be part of a happening, whether it's on the West Coast celebrating a holiday and you're in New York, you can kind of see what's going on in live time.
Exactly. When I have one daughter who lives in Boston with my two grandchildren, and they moved to a new house. And my granddaughter's room was completely redecorated it herself. And so using FaceTime, and some of you might use Skype, it does the same thing. She showed me her room and her new chair and the carpet that she picked out.
Right.
And we shared this experience even though I couldn't be with her.
That sounds wonderful and something really valuable to a lot of people in the town, you know, especially because you were talking about a topic where we do have seniors who are, you know, we don't want to say isolated, but for whatever reason, either they're convalescing at home, maybe getting well, or they no longer drive, or the weather keeps them indoors, can utilize, you know, Facebook or FaceTime right on their own phone. Instead of picking up the phone and making a call, you can actually look at the person you're speaking with. So it's a wonderful app. It's a wonderful program. So you'll be teaching people how to do this in this.
Sounds
absolutely great.
It's an hour workshop, but sometimes it drags on to an hour and 15 minutes. I don't rush anybody. I speak slow enough. I am patient. I used to teach in a Title I school with students who were really educationally deprived, and I have learned to be patient.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds really like a great opportunity, and I think later on in the show when Christina and I do Talk of the Town, and you'll be here too, we'll talk a lot about how to register for the program, how to call.
Right.
We do encourage registration based on where the room is and if we have devices that you'll be using. Sometimes we're limited to those devices, but it really sounds good. If there's something that a senior needs to bring to this program, would it be their smartphone? Would you encourage them to bring their laptop?
Absolutely. And in fact, you just used a word that is part of the vocabulary that I teach. If you have a smartphone, which is an iPhone or an Android phone, a Galaxy, even a flip phone, if you have a tablet or an iPad, if you have a computer, that is called a device. So if you walk into a store or if you call technology support and you say, I can't get on the internet, you may be asked, what device are you trying to use?
Right.
That device is one of those electronic things that I just mentioned.
Right. Okay.
So that's very important. And yes, bring your device. Now, I will tell you this. I am a an Apple specialist.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I am not that facile with Windows machines, which are like HP or Vio or Sony. I know how to use them, but I'm not as good with them as I am with Apple products.
Right. So bring what you have. Don't bring your hard drive, because you're not going to be like getting out your screwdriver and looking in there and repairing it, but you're going to help them become well-rounded users. And if you have a laptop, you can certainly bring your laptop. We should have Wi-Fi.
Yep.
To help people get onto the internet and the Facebook experience and all that. And you know what, Barbara? We are done with our first segment. So we're going to be taking a break in a few seconds. And when we come back, we'll have our co-host, Barbara, and also our guest, Barbara. So it's been very convenient here. So we'll be back very soon with Project Independence and You right here on Senior Talk Radio 88.1 WCWP.org.